वन्देहम् श्रीगुरु.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of January, 1973, in Bombay, India.
ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति सपदान्तिकम्. हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपीषु गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते. सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधी वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृखभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. बिफोर स्पीकिंग ऑन द वर्सेस ऑलरेडी कोटेड बाय माय डिसिपल्स आई मे बी परमिटेड टू रीड ए पोर्शन ऑफ माय preface to the Hare Krishna movement. Those who are our life members, they have got the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, part 1. There he will find this preface. But for general information, as to the need of this Krishna consciousness movement, I may read a portion of it. We must know the present need of human society. And what is that need? Human society is no longer bounded by geographical limits. Just like we are traveling all over the world, not only once, but twice, thrice in a year, because there is facility for traveling the airways, so it has become very easy to go from country to country. And practically, while I am in India, all my disciples are coming here from different parts of the world. Every morning, there are facilities now. Therefore, the world is now not limited by geographical condition. Anyone can go anywhere very swiftly. You can go to London from Bombay within 9 hours. So, the world is not bounded anymore by geographical limits to the particular countries or communities. Human society is broader than in the Middle Age, and the world tendency is towards one state of human society. There is already the United Nations. In New York, they have constructed a big organization establishment, United Nations. But actually, when we pass through that road, I think it is First Avenue, instead of being united, the flags of the nations are increasing. They are becoming disunited. Just like in India, our independence movement was started by Mahatma Gandhiji for uniting all the different sections of the people. But actually the result was that instead of being united, India was partitioned. And the partition has become so poisonous that formerly there was only sporadic Hindu-Muslim riots in some place. Now there is organized fighting between Pakistan and Hindustan. So although the tendency is to unite, but in fact it is not being united, they are becoming disunited more and more. Not only the Hindus and Muslims, now in India there are many provincial questions, just like in Andhra, the fight is going on for separation. Punjab is already separated. So, actually, we are not being united. We are being separate. So, the ideals of human society is broader than in the Middle Age, and the world tendency is towards one state or one human society. The ideals of spiritual communism, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, are based more or less on the oneness of the entire human society. Nay, on the entire energy of living beings. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for not only uniting the human society, but also all living entities. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Pandita Samadarshina Vidya Vinay Sampanni Brahmani Gavi Hastini Sunicecha Sapakecha Pandita Samadarshina. When one is actually Pandit, learned, he becomes Samadarshi. Vidya Vinay Sampanni, one learned Brahmin, gentle Brahmin, Vidya Dadati Namrata. Education means one becomes gentle, sober, cool-headed. Therefore, it is said, Vidya Vinaya Sampan. When one is learned, advanced in education, he must be very gentle, not haughty. So, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Gavi Hastini. And one side, the Brahmana with gentle behavior, learned scholarship, and the other side, an animal, say a cow, or a dog, or an elephant. And another side, the Chandala, the lowest of the human society. According to Vedic civilization, the dog eaters are called chandal. Just like in Hindu society, a person is not permitted to eat cow's flesh. Even in human society, although they are eating different types of flesh, one is considered abominable than the other. The cow eaters are taken as abominable than the goat eaters. And the dog eaters are accepted as abominable than the goat eaters. So, although they are eating flesh, they have got some distinction. That is material. But according to Vaishnava philosophy, because a Vaishnava sees every living entity, not only human being, not only animals, birds and beasts, anyone. Pandita Samadarshana. If one is actually learned and advanced, he sees all living entities on the equal status. Because the reason is that a learned Vaishnava, Vaishnava, Brahmana, Vaishnava, Brahmana, Pandit, these are the designations. A Brahmana cannot be illiterate or rustic. And after becoming Brahmana, one has to become Vaishnava. Brahmana, generally, Brahma Janati iti Brahman, one who knows Brahma, Brahma Bhuta. At the present moment, we are under the bodily concept of life, every one of us. I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am Sannyasi, I am Brahmacharya, I am Grihastha. There are so many designations. So these designations are pertaining to the body and mind. But when you transcend the bodily and the mental concept of life, then you can become Vaishnava. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankhati sama sarveshu bhuteshu madbhakti labhate param. Madbhakti. Vaishnava means bhakta, devote. So, this Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna Consciousness Movement is meant for devotee. Without becoming devotee, one cannot become Krishna conscious. The non-devotees accept Krishna as ordinary person. Abhajananti mangamura manusim tanumasi. Because Krishna comes before you as a human being.
Therefore, because one has not sufficient knowledge about Krishna, param bhavam ajananta, therefore, such foolish person accepts Krishna as ordinary human being. Or a little better than ordinary human being. But that is not the fact. Krishna is through Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. That is the verdict of Vedic instruction. Ete chansakala punsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. There is a list of incarnation of God. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Buddha is also accepted as Saptavesh Avatar, especially empowered incarnation of Krishna. Kesava Dhita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha. Although Buddhism, we do not accept the philosophy of Buddhism, we Vaishnava, we do not accept, but we accept Lord Buddha as incarnation of Krishna. Kesava Dhita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Svadaya Ridaya Dhar Sita Pasu Bhatam. Lord Buddha appeared being very much compassionate on the matter of animal slaughter. As nowadays, animal slaughter is going on without any check. Similarly, sometime before, about 2,500 years ago, in India, the same condition prevails. Vedic civilization is very liberal. According to Vedic civilization, the king has to give protection to all the prajas. Praja means one who has taken birth in his kingdom. Prajayate. So, the animal is also praja of the government. The trees are also praja of the government. So formerly, nobody could slaughter an animal, nobody can cut even a tree without reason, without sanction by the Vedic Indian. At the present moment, in our country, this Bharatvarsha is called Punya Bhumi. Actually it is so, because on this land all the great saintly persons appeared, the incarnation of God, Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, Lord Buddha Dev, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the big acharyas, Shankaracharya, Sri Ramanuja Acharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami. So, Vyasadev, all of them appeared on the sacred land of Bharatvarsha. But the present Bharatvarsha has degraded so much that we have lost our Vedic culture. We are now eating meat, we are eating, drinking wine, and we are having illicit sex life and indulging gambling. This is India's position. It is due to this Kali Yuga. Otherwise, the land is Punya Bhumi. Because the land is Punya Bhumi, therefore, in spite of so much fallen condition, still your answers to hear about Krishna. You ladies and gentlemen who have come here, sacrificing your time. Why? Because still the Vedic culture is twinkling within your heart, and your answers to hear about Krishna, to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam. Even somebody wants to cheat you, but because it is advertised in the name of Bhagavad Gita, many people come here. So, Bharat Bhumi is Punya Bhumi, the land of piety. We should understand, after many pious activities, I have traveled all over the world, they have got enough money, enough material facilities, but still, the Vedic culture is different. It is so high, and it is taken still in estimation, in adoration, all over. So, my request, especially to the Indians, that do not neglect your culture, the Vedic culture. Vedic culture means Krishna consciousness.
There is no other different meaning of Vedic culture. In the Bhagavad Gita, you have seen sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishtya matta smriti jnanam apohananca vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. The Krishna is to be understood. Vedic culture means to understand Krishna. What is Krishna? Vedic culture, all the Vedas, their meaning, how to understand Krishna. Vedaishta sarvai ahame vedanta. Vedanta means, Veda means knowledge. And anta means the end. There is, everything has got the ultimate, the supreme, samambonam. The samambonam of Vedic knowledge or Vedanta is Krishna. So, that Vedanta knowledge, Krishna personified, he is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Everyone is searching after God. Where is God? What is God? What is the meaning of God? What God does? What is the power of God? So many things. So everything you explain in the Bhagavad Gita. What is God? Sarvasya. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, what is God? That is the first question of the Vedanta Sutra. Athayata Brahma Jigyasa. The human life is specially meant for inquiring about God. Unfortunately, people, instead of inquiring God, that very much eager now to inquire about dog. This is the position. There are big, big dog shows in India. At the present moment we have seen many places. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement is to revive the Vedic culture. And the Vedic culture, another name of Vedic culture is Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana means eternal, and Dharma means characteristic. Dharma generally in English is translated religion. Religion means a kind of faith. I believe in such and such faith. I believe in the Mohammedan faith, I believe in Christian faith, I believe in Buddha faith. But actually, dharma does not mean faith. Dharma means characteristic. What is that characteristic? Just like every thing, every little item has got its characteristic. Just like take for example chili. It is very hot. The more the chili is hot, it is good. But if the sugar becomes hot, like chili, immediately rejected. But if the chili is hot, you accept. It is good chili. Similarly, dharma means characteristics of the living entity. That is dharma. The living entity is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Mamaimamsa jiva bhuta jiva loke sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. God is eternal, sanatana. We are eternal, sanatana. And there is an eternal place also. This material world is not eternal. The characteristics of this material world is that it appears at a certain date. It continues to stay for a certain period. It develops, then it dwindles, and then vanishes. Just like our body, your body, my body, it has got a date of appearance. It is growing or changing from one shape to another. It will stay for some time. From this body, some byproducts will come out, sons and daughters. And then it will become old, dwindling, diminishing, and then it will vanish. One day it will come, no more this body. Similarly, this material world is also like that. It is a gigantic body only. Whole cosmic manifestation has a date of its creation. it is expanding and it is giving so many byproducts, then time will come, which is called devastation. There will be no more rain, and everything will dry up. All living entities will die. Then there will be devastating rainfall. Everything will be absorbed in water and then vanish. We have got this information from Vedic literature. So this is not Sanatana Dham. This is not eternal Dham. This is temporary. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Bhutta Bhutta Praliyate. It comes into existence and it disappears. Therefore it is not Sanatana Dham. But there is another Dham, Sanatana, eternal. That is also, there is information in the Bhagavad Gita. Parastasmātu bhāva anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. So there is Sanatana Dham, the living entity is Sanatana, and God is Sanatana. Krishna is Sanatana. So these three Sanatana, just like we have our dealings. In Bombay, there are so many businessmen. The place is Bombay, and two parties, business parties, they are dealing. Similarly, but these are all temporary. Our staying in Bombay city is temporary, the dealing is temporary. But there is another place, which is called Sanatana Dham. That place is eternal, and the parties, namely God and the living entities, both of them eternal, their dealing also eternal. That eternal dealing is called Nitya Leela, eternal pastimes. These descriptions are there in the Vedic Sanghita, Brahma Sanghita. Chintamani prakara sadma su kalpa vrikha lakha vriti su suravira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam govindam adipurisam tamahang bhajami. Govinda has dealing. That dealing he represents exactly when he comes, when he appears on this planet. And that dealing is exhibited in Vrindavan Dham. You know Vrindavan Dham. When Krishna comes, about 43 crores of years interval, Krishna comes. These estimation, these things are there. Krishna comes in one day of Brahma. The duration of Brahma's day, you know, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita, sahasra yuga parjantam arahajyat brahmano vidhu. This means 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000. That is the duration of one day of Brahma. And similarly, the duration of his night. So, Krishna comes in one day during that duration. So when Krishna comes, he comes here, the same place, Vrindavan. Therefore Vrindavan is held in so much estimation by the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrijasatanaya, Aradhya, worshipable deity is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who appeared as the son of Maharaj Nanda, Brajesha. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya Taddhamam Vrindavanam. Similarly, his place, Vrindavan, is also worshipable. Therefore, those who are Vaishnavas, especially Gaudiya Vaishnava, they live in Vrindavan. in numbers. There are hundreds and thousands of Gaudiya Vaishnava still living in Vrindavan, because they worship the land, Vrindavan, as good as Krishna, because it is Krishna's place. So, the Sanatan Dham, Vrindavan is also part of the Sanatan Dham. Living entity is Sanatan, eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. We do not die after destruction of this body. This is the preliminary instruction to understand Vedic knowledge or spiritual knowledge. If you do not understand the plain fact that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, I live within this body. Dehinasmin jatha dehe. Dehina. Dehina means the proprietor of the body. Idam sariram kaunteya khetra iti abhidhiyate. This sarira, this body is called khetra. And the person or the living entity who is working on this body, he is called khetra gaon. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita, they have come to this understanding of khetra and khetra gaon. Khetra gaon means I, you. I know about my body, about the interest of my body. If somebody wants to kill me, I take protection because it is my body, khetra, just like your land. If somebody comes to encroach upon it, you take care. Similarly, this body is kshetra, the field of activities. And I, or you, the proprietor of the body, is kshetra-gya, one who knows about the body. But there is another kshetra-gya, that is Krishna. That is explained in the Bhagavad. Khetragancha bhimang vidhi. Sarva khetre subharat. Sarva khetre. Krishna is also khetragna. Krishna is also sitting as I am sitting within this body. Similarly, Krishna is also sitting within this body. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddhese vajjuna tishthati. Brahman sarva bhutani. Jantra Rurhani Maya. He is directing. Actually, under his instruction, we are taking permission, just like you do business in your business office, establishment, but you have to take permission, license from the government. It is very easy to understand. Although you are proprietor of the business, you cannot do anything without being permitted by the government. Similarly, although this body is yours, you are the proprietor of this body, you have been given freedom to utilize the body to your best interest. Still, you cannot do anything without the permission of Krishna. That is the subject matter to understand spiritual life. Sarvasya chaham ridhiyasa. Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham ridhisannivishta. I am entered in everyone's body. Matta smiti jnanam apohanancha. Through me, one remembers and one forgets. Because our capacity is very limited. We forget very soon. Even we do not know 2 hours before what we are doing. That is our nature. Therefore, Krishna helps us from within. Even though we forget, Krishna does not forget. That is also there in the Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna asked him, Krishna, you say that you gave instruction on Bhagavad Gita long, long ago, some 40 thousands of millions of years ago to sun god. How can I believe it? Because we are contemporary. The Krishna answered, yes, at that time you are also present, but you have forgotten. I have not forgotten. That is the distinction between ordinary living being and the Supreme Being. The Supreme Being is also nitya. The Supreme Being is also conscious, as we are, eternal, nitya, and conscious. That is the statement of the Vedas. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. He is the Supreme Conscious. He is the Supreme Living Being. Therefore Krishna is person. Krishna is not imperson. Impersonal feature is one of the partial manifestation of Krishna. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmana ahama pratishtha. Krishna is the basis of Brahma. But the original Brahma is Krishna, Parabrahma, as Arjuna accepted. Parabrahma, param dhama, pavitram, paramam bhava. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is India's movement because it was started from India. It is meant for everyone because every living entity is sanatana, eternal. It is not that only Indians are eternal. Everyone is eternal. Even the animals, they are also eternal. They have got different body according to their karma. Therefore, Pandita Samadarshina, the Pandit does not see the outward dress. That if we talk with you, I do not see what kind of dress you have got. I talk with you as gentleman. Similarly, a Pandit sees the inner soul. He does not see the outward dress. That here is a human being, or here is an American, here is an Indian, here is a Brahman, or here is an elephant, or dog, or chandala, or tree. No. He sees only the spirit soul, the part and parcel of Krishna. And as soon as one sees the part and parcel of Krishna, he immediately remembers Krishna. Therefore, one who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, even though he sees a tree, immediately sees Krishna. But as soon as he sees the tree, he understands that this tree is standing here for 7,000 of years, according to his karma. But here is a living entity. And this living entity is the part and parcel of Krishna. And as soon as he remembers Krishna, he sees Krishna. Just try to understand. Therefore a Mahabhagavat, advanced devotee, he sees everything. But in everything he sees Krishna, Krishna's energy. That is perfection of life. That is Brahma-bhuta life. Realization of Brahma in everything. He understands himself, he understands others. Just like when there is sunrise in the darkness of night, I cannot see you properly. Neither you can see me properly. Suppose if the street are dark, we cannot see, even we pass very near. Similarly, in darkness of ignorance, we do not know actually what is our position. But as in the daytime, when there is sunrise, you can see the sun, you can see the world, you can see yourself, you can see your friend, you can see the whole world. Therefore, we have to see Krishna. Then this stage will come. Vidya vinaye sampanne brahmane gavihastine suni chaita sapakri pandita samadarsh. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose, that one can see in terms of Krishna consciousness. In terms of Krishna consciousness means that every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna says, Mamai Vamsa, Jivabhut, all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. In another place he says, Sarvajoni Shukonteya Sambhavanti Murtaya Tasang Mahajani Brahma Ahang Bija Padapina. So, Krishna is the Ahang Bija Padapita. Just like the father gives the bija, joni, the mother is the joni, and the father is the bija. Jatha bijam jatha joni. We get our body by the bija and joni. Similarly, this material world is the joni, mother, and the Krishna is the bija. Aham bija pada pita. So, in this way, different forms of life has come in. 8,400,000 species of life. So, they are all sanatana. All these living entities are sanatana. But on account of their forgetfulness, being diverted, misled by the illusory energy, maya aparita jnanam, that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Namang prabhadante murha duskitina naradhama maya aparita jnana. Their jnana, their knowledge has been taken away by maya. Therefore they do not understand Krishna. Namang prabhadante murha, because they are foolish, rascal. Therefore maya has taken their knowledge, and therefore namang prabhadante, they do not surrender unto me. Therefore Krishna's last instruction is sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhava. So we shall gradually discuss all these points. The preliminary is that the present moment, although we are trying to be united, united nation, united society, united religion, united so many things. We are trying to be united, communism, united community. But this unity can be possible only when we are actually learned in Krishna consciousness. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastine sunicheta sapakicha pandita samadhi. One has to become learned. And the process of learning is not very difficult. It is very easy, especially for the men of this age. That is this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If you chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is it very difficult for you? God has given you tongue. We are talking so many things, whole day and night. But if we utilize this tongue for chanting Hare Krishna mantra, what is the loss there? That is the injunction of the shastras. Kalo nasteva 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 gatinannatha. Harennama 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 ilva kivalam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached this card. Cheta darpana marjanam bhava mahadava agni nirvapanam. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is spreading this cult of Krishna understanding.